Good afternoon and a very special Mother's Day Eve edition of Ask the Doctor to everybody listening. I am Tim Tompkins, and every Saturday you can get your health questions answered on News 104.5 WOKV on Ask the Doctor, brought to you by St. Vincent's Healthcare. And we, on this special Mother's Day Eve edition of Ask the Doctor, we are going to be talking about women's health issues ahead of Women's National Health Week, May 10th through the 16th. And this week we are joined by Dr. Nacy Merrow, an OBGYN, excuse me, with St. Vincent's. Dr. Merrow, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
The number to call is 340-1045. Again, that's 340-1045. So we're going to start this out with screenings, general screenings. What age should women start worrying about the screenings and what different type of screenings?
Well, women should start visiting their primary care doctor on a regular basis starting at about age 21. And at that time, they'll start screening for some of those risk factors associated with heart disease, including elevated blood pressures or hypertension, diabetes, and cholesterol. Typically, we start screening for cervical cancer at age 21. Women will have pap smears performed at that time, which should reoccur at about every 3 to 5 years.
So 3 to 5 years, it was my understanding, and excuse me, but I'm a man, so I don't have to get these that often myself, but my understanding was pap smears were once a year, but now they're once every 3 to 5 years?
Yes, there was recently a change in the recommendation a few years ago. As we learn more and more about HPV, which is the virus that causes cervical cancer, we're seeing that young, healthy women are able to clear the virus before they start developing signs of cervical dysplasia and cervical cancer, which has led to a more conservative approach to cervical cancer screening.
So should women, older women, be more concerned with HPV because their bodies aren't necessarily dealing with the virus as well as maybe a younger woman would?
I wouldn't say that they need to be more concerned. As long as you are having regular screening, we are very capable of catching that disease process in an early stage and sending women through the proper pipeline for treatment.
And again, the number to call is 340-1045. That's 340-1045. How about osteoporosis? Are women more apt to get that than, let's say, men?
Women are at a significantly increased risk of developing osteoporosis after menopause. And so we recommend that women have at least one DEXA scan after the age of 65. And a DEXA scan is a special x-ray that we do to measure the strength of your bones or bone density.
Okay. And with mammograms, and you know, this is one of the checkups that you're referring to. At what age should women start to really get those yearly checkups? And if you're younger than that age, is there certain women that maybe come from a certain demographic that should be getting them a bit earlier?
Yes, we recommend breast cancer screening to start at age 40. However, if you have a first degree relative, a mom or a sister who developed breast cancer, we do recommend that you start that screening a little bit earlier.
Okay, and then colon cancer, do you guys do screenings for that?
Yes, colon cancer screening should start at age 50, and that is a colonoscopy. So a colonoscopy starting at age 50.
Okay, and so the number to call in is 340-1045, 340-1045. And again, we are talking about women's health on this week's episode of Ask the Doctor, and our guest is Dr. Merrow. Let's go ahead and let's talk a little bit about heart disease. As far as I know, heart disease has been at least considered to me more of a man's issue. Is that correct, or do women also need to be worrying about that just as much?
No, absolutely. Women should be worried about heart disease. Heart disease is the number one cause of death within women.
And isn't it, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but doesn't it cause like one out of every three deaths with women is heart disease?
Yes, sir.
That's great. Is there a certain reason for that?
I believe probably women just the symptoms typically aren't as textbook as what we're typically used to hearing as signs of heart disease and heart attacks. And so these signs and symptoms often go unrecognized until it's too late.
So especially with heart attacks, men feel heart attacks different than women. What are some of the symptoms for women, and how do they know when they're having a heart attack?
So the most common symptoms of heart attack that we hear about are chest pain, shortness of breath, cold sweats. However, women will often present with what we call non-specific signs, things that can be easily mistaken for other causes like indigestion or strained muscles, jaw pain, just a general feeling of anxiety and that something just isn't right feeling. And that can often be, quickly, chalked up to something much less serious and, uncaught until too late.
And I guess you could say the same thing about a lot of health issues, is that if it just doesn't feel right, then chances are there is a reason for that, and you should absolutely go see a doctor.
Absolutely.
Do we have time for a question right now? You want to take one?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go ahead and let's go to Bill over in Hastings. Bill, how's it going today? Let's go over to Bill over in Hastings. Bill, how's it going today?
Just fine, thank you. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much for calling in. So you have a question about epilepsy and HPV?
Yes, I was wondering, if women are epileptic and have to take medication for that, does that make them generally more vulnerable to HPV than would normally be the case?
No, sir. The medication that patients take for epilepsy shouldn't affect their risk of developing or contracting HPV at all.
What about the mere fact that they're epileptic in the first place?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Yeah, that's a very interesting question. I hadn't actually thought about that as far as epilepsy. And are there any issues regarding women's health that epileptic women should maybe watch out for a little bit more, be more concerned about?
Great question. Actually, probably the biggest issue that I can think of is just the medication that epileptics take can often interfere with contraceptives. Your oral contraceptives and kind of the most common birth controls that we use can sometimes have a decreased efficacy with the medications that patients have to take for epilepsy.
Interesting. Well, let's go ahead and take another caller, Sheila, over on the north side. Sheila, you have a question about hot flashes. How are you today?
I'm great, except for a hot flash every now and then. I wanted to ask the doctor. I'm 58 years old, and almost 30 years ago, I had a total hysterectomy, but I still suffer from hot flashes. Why is that?
Do you know whether or not you had your ovaries removed at that time?
Yeah, it was total.
Hot flashes, although rare, typically we see the most severe symptoms at about 3 to 5 years after women go into menopause. Some women will continue to suffer for several years thereafter. So, while it's not super common, it's not unusual or something to be significantly concerned about, other than, it being quite annoying.
and so I don't take estrogen because mm-hmm. I was a previous smoker, and mm-hmm. so for that reason, I weaned myself off of it.
Mm-hmm.
But is there something you can recommend? Because it just seems ridiculous that I'm afraid of the estrogen.
There are non-hormonal options. We use antidepressant medication sometimes to help with hot flashes, and it's been shown to be, pretty effective as well. And so I would certainly recommend that you talk to your OBGYN about some non-hormonal options. There are a few, and so, I don't want you to suffer.
Right. Okay, well, I guess I'll talk to them about that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And Sheila, thank you so much for calling in, and a very happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you.
And if you would like to call in, the number to call is 340-1045. That's 340-1045. So Sheila was talking about hot flashes. Is there anything in particular that maybe women that are going through menopause and experiencing hot flashes, is there anything they can do to kind of combat that?
Yes, there are, as Sheila mentioned, the most effective treatment for symptoms of menopause, probably the most common that we hear about being hot flashes is hormone replacement therapy. But there are also non-hormonal options for those who may not meet criteria for hormone replacement therapy. Antidepressants, we use medications like gabapentin, which is a medication that helps with nerve pain. And we've had really good success with that. And then some women will also opt to use more holistic treatments, including soybean, black cloche, and a few other of kind of your more herbal treatments.
Okay, and then so there's the, how does a woman know if she is premenopausal? What are some signs that she should look out for?
So perimenopausal, and so going through that phase of developing postmenopause, the most common symptoms women will have include hot flashes, night sweats, mood swings, decreases in their energy. We define postmenopause or a menopause as after having an absence of your period of 12 months.
Okay, and how long can a woman expect for the menopause process to last? Is that vary with most women, or is it kind of a standard thing?
No, it varies with most women. The average age of menopause is 51. However, before that, women will start to notice a decrease in their cycles where, you know, they used to be like clockwork and show up every month. They will notice that their periods start to space out and show up less and less. And whenever you hit that 12-month mark, that is officially menopause.
So if a woman is getting her cycle, let's say, every 35, 40 days, is that a sign that maybe she's premenopausal?
Mm-hmm.
Or?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. All right. The number to call is 340-1045. Our topic is women's health, and our guest is Dr. Merrow. Our show is Ask the Doctor. And we are taking your phone calls. News and weather coming up next.
This weekend, News 1045 WOKV is your home for the most frequent traffic reports. If you're headed to the Players Championship, set your radios to AM 690 and 104.5 FM.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared.
It's like tiny nails in the air poke my lungs.
I start to cough.
Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
Today, one out of 13 children suffer from some form of asthma, accounting for nearly one-third of all emergency room visits.
I feel like I'm choking.
It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest.
A little whistle sound comes out when I breathe.
But while your child may suffer from asthma, asthma doesn't have to make your child suffer. There are simple ways you can prevent your child's next attack. To learn more, call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS. That's 1-866-662-8822. Log on to www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA, the Ad Council, and this station.
There's no place like home, especially when you're not feeling well. Only one hospital system in the region is now offering patients online check-in for emergency room and walk-in clinic visits, with the added convenience of being able to wait from the comfort of your own home. St. Vincent's has made the process easy. Simply visit waitathomeer.com and schedule your visit. When you arrive, we'll see you within 15 minutes, not hours. St. Vincent's Healthcare. Above, beyond, because.
Dear management and staff at St. Vincent's,
there are not enough ways to thank you for all the work you did to save my life.
Your staff really delivered on your mission, above, beyond, because.
These are actual letters our nurses and associates received from their patients at St. Vincent's.
You're here to help patients, not just to collect a paycheck.
My grandchildren also thank you for saving Papa. That's me.
Tell us about your experience at jackshealth.com. St. Vincent's Healthcare, above, beyond, because.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We were small, just a few of us, but it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans, but in our wildest dreams, we never, never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency. and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
Why do they need so much of my info to get a mortgage?
How do I know if I qualify to buy a house?
What credit score do I need to qualify for a home?
Where do we start on refinancing?
For answers to these questions and more, tune in to Saving Thousands with Robert Palmer. Robert Palmer takes the mystery out of the home buying or refinancing process. That's Saving Thousands with Robert Palmer right here on News 104.5 WOKV.
I'm going to take you from being a financial zombie, mindlessly meandering around when it comes to your credit and your finances and your interest and your interest rates, and I'm going to transform you into a financial ninja. Highly skilled, able to take advantage of credit card companies, able to take advantage of leveraging mortgages, all of the things a financial ninja should be doing. All of my listeners should be financial ninjas, and we are going to extinguish the financial zombies one at a time.
Learn more by listening to this show.
The WOKV First Alert Forecast.
An 8 on the WOKV weather meter. Partly sunny today. It'll be very warm with an isolated to widely scattered afternoon and early evening shower or thunderstorm as temperatures top out in the mid to upper 80s, becoming mostly clear overnight. Still pretty comfortable dropping into the mid 60s. Your Mother's Day will be partly sunny and hot. A widely scattered afternoon shower or thunderstorm. The Sunday high near 90 degrees. And Monday will be near 90. Partly sunny and again an isolated afternoon storm. I'm Action News Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for News 104.5 WOKV.
Now the latest from the Safe Touch Security Traffic Center.
Heading into downtown on 95 northbound, no problems over the Fuller Warren, 8 minutes in Butler Boulevard to the top of the Fuller Warren Bridge. 12 minutes there will get you to Airport Road on the north side. Heading out towards the beaches on Butler Boulevard eastbound, no worries on the road. 13 minutes from the 95 exits to A1A. On A1A towards the Players, it's not as bad as it was, but you are still bumper to bumper, so be sure to drive with caution in the area. With Jacksonville's only Saturday traffic, I'm Danielle Lee.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us on this special Mother's Day Eve edition of Ask the Doctor. And for a very fitting topic, we are talking women's health with Dr. Merrill at St. Vincent's Riverside. The phone number to call if you would like to get your question answered is 340-1045. Again, that's 340-1045. Dr. Merrill, let's talk about pregnancy a little bit. And are there any clear signs that something is going wrong with your pregnancy that you should be looking out for?
I think that the most important thing to remember is to just listen to your body. However, things that should probably definitely prompt a visit to your doctor include a decrease in your baby's movements, vaginal bleeding, cramping and contractions that don't go away with rest, excessive swelling, and headaches that aren't relieved by your traditional headache medication.
Okay, and as far as traditional headache medication, are there any specific ones that maybe a pregnant woman should try and stay away from or avoid or take something else instead?
An easier question would be, what should they take? Okay. We recommend that women take Tylenol for pain and headaches. And then if that isn't working, see your doctor for other medication recommendations. But stay away from aspirins and ibuprofens and other NSAIDs and pain relievers over the counter.
Okay, and really, if it doesn't feel right, you should probably see a doctor.
Yes.
The number to call is 340-1045. Again, that's 340-1045. So you had just mentioned rest a moment ago, and I was reading last night a little bit about pregnancy, and something that I found interesting was it talked about when a woman is pregnant that I think it said that she should lay on the left side of her body. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. You should try to lay on your left side as much as you can. As the uterus gets bigger, it can depress a very large vessel that runs to our heart, that returns the blood back to our heart, and decrease blood flow to the baby. And so laying on your left side is the safest way to lay.
That's really interesting. I would have never thought of that myself. And as far as exercise goes, because I know that if you want to, you should always stay active. But I understand there are different recommendations for pre-pregnancy and during pregnancy as far as exercise is concerned. Are there certain exercises that women should do or should stay away from while they are pregnant?
Exercise is absolutely recommended during pregnancy. It helps maintain your weight gain, decreases your risk of developing diabetes, and can make your delivery course a little bit easier. My usual recommendation is that whatever exercises that you were doing before pregnancy generally are safe during pregnancy as well. You want to stay away from those that may be that may put risk to your belly, like you know, weights or crunches or things like that. If you are starting exercise program or regimen during your pregnancy, stay with things like walking, typically on roads or not on treadmills, light weight training. You don't want to, you know, train for a marathon or anything after you get pregnant.
Any pre-exercises that women should be doing if they are planning on or working on conceiving a child? Is there anything that it would be really beneficial to them during the pregnancy?
No specific exercises for before pregnancy that would benefit you during pregnancy. Just an exercise regimen in general, you know, to maintain good health.
Okay. And one of the you know, things that you really must do when you are pregnant is not smoke cigarettes. We all know how dangerous that is to your body, whether or not you are pregnant. But quitting cold turkey is really difficult for a lot of people. And I understand that a lot of people are switching over to e-cigarettes. Do you have any recommendations for that as far as when you are quitting smoking, you're pregnant?
The ultimate goal is to decrease or stop smoking, of course. As far as e-cigarettes go, I wouldn't say that they're any more safe than your nicotine patch, because they contain nicotine, and that's really what affects your pregnancy.
Oh, well, I'm really surprised at that. I didn't realize it was the nicotine. I would have thought it was more the tar and everything else. Well, that is really fantastic to know. We will return after the break. Fox News coming up next with weather and the players' traffic. More with Dr. Merrow and OBGYN with St. Vincent's. I'm Tim Tompkins, and this is Ask the Doctors on News 104.5 WOKV.
Election 2016, the field of candidates deepens.
Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion.
Inspired by the promise of our future, I announce my candidacy for President of the United States.
As the race to the White House heats up, hear perspective and analysis from Herman Cain, Rush Limbaugh, and Sean Hannity. Weekday starting at 9 on Jacksonville's election headquarters. News 104.5 WOKV.
Fox News Radio. Tropical storm Anna edging closer to the Carolinas, even though the Atlantic hurricane season doesn't officially kick off till the 1st of June.
However, these May tropical storms are not completely unheard of. Meteorologists have recorded a total of 23 such storms since the year 1851.
Fox's Jonathan Sari on Myrtle Beach in South Carolina. While Anna is early, the white stuff is overstaying its welcome elsewhere.
We've got snow that we're going to be dealing with tonight, tomorrow, and into Monday morning across parts of the panhandle of Nebraska, out across the Black Hills of South Dakota, into Wyoming, and down towards the Denver area. We're going to see some spots that pick up over 2 feet of snow.
Fox meteorologist Rick Reichmuth across Europe. VE Day celebrations continuing, and federal prosecutors say a grandmother was running the largest illicit drug operation in the history of East Tennessee. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Jacksonville. 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. News 104.5 WOKV.
There's no place like home, especially when you're not feeling well. Only one hospital system in the region is now offering patients online check-in for emergency room and walk-in clinic visits, with the added convenience of being able to wait from the comfort of your own home. St. Vincent's has made the process easy. Simply visit waitathomeer.com and schedule your visit. When you arrive, we'll see you within 15 minutes, not hours. St. Vincent's Healthcare. Above, beyond, because.
Dear management and staff at St. Vincent's,
there are not enough ways to thank you for all the work you did to save my life.
Your staff really delivered on your mission. Above, beyond, because.
These are actual letters our nurses and associates received from their patients at St. Vincent's.
You're here to help patients, not just to collect a paycheck.
My grandchildren also thank you for saving Papa. That's me.
Tell us about your experience at jockshealth.com. St. Vincent's Healthcare. Above, beyond, because.
This Mother's Day, give mom something memorable. The unique gift of family. Visit TryAncestry.com. Now through Mother's Day Sunday, gift subscriptions are being offered for 25% off. An Ancestry gift subscription is easy to order and can even be sent to mom on the same day for no added charge. Mom's subscription will include access to billions of historical records to help grow her family tree. Visit TryAncestry.com. Now through Mother's Day Sunday, gift subscriptions are 25% off. That's TryAncestry.com.
My name is Kathy Heister. I'm co-founder of the St. Augustine Aquarium Snorkel Adventure and Zipline on State Road 16 in St. Augustine, right near the Outlet Mall. My husband Sean and I had visited many financial institutions in Northeast Florida. Opening an aquarium isn't a business model that most financial institutions have in their backgrounds. I would absolutely recommend one-to-one to any and all businesses. They have been just absolutely wonderful. We hit a little bit of a hiccup during closing of the land. One-to-one in particular, David took the time to go back to the institution, take care of what documents needed to be taken care of, and we were able to close that same afternoon, so that was great. We're using one-to-one for the loan, business accounts, several checking accounts, credit card accounts, and the online banking as well. Well, I would definitely have to say the most unique thing about one-to-one is the top level of customer service.
One-to-one Financial Credit Union, banking focused on you.
WOKV First Alert Forecast.
Partly sunny, very warm today. A widely scattered afternoon or evening shower or storm as temperatures reach the mid to upper 80s. It's an 8 on the WOKV weather meter. Clearing overnight tonight down to 64. Partly sunny and hot Sunday. A widely scattered afternoon shower or thunderstorm. Tomorrow's high around 90. And Monday will be near 90. Partly sunny skies and again a widely scattered afternoon shower or thunderstorm. I'm Action News Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for News 104.5 WOKV.
Now the latest from the Safe Touch Security Traffic Center.
Looking at your right on the south side on 95 southbound, you're moving up to speed 6 minutes from JTB to the avenues. 10 minutes from there will get you to County Road 210 in St. Johns County. Heading out towards the players on Butler Boulevard eastbound, no problems on the road for you. Only 13 minutes from the 95 exits to A1A. And on A1A, here's Danny with the Players Road Report.
On A1A South, heading to the Players' Championship, expect major slowdowns. It took me 2 hours and 50 minutes from JTB to general parking. Leaving the Players on Palm Valley South, just 5 minutes will get you from parking to Michler's Roundabout.
You too can be a part of the traffic team by downloading our News 104.5 app and sending me an open mic. You can hear yourself on the radio. With Jacksonville's only Saturday traffic, I'm Danielle Lee.
A promotional fee has been paid by the sponsor of this program for its editorial content. Statements, views, and beliefs expressed by the sponsor do not reflect those of WOKV or Cox Media Group.
Rich Jones and Jacksonville's Morning News, 5 to 9, tell you the three big things you need to know every 15 minutes.
Monday, catch up with what's going on. Breaking news the moment you get up, weather and traffic so you can plan your day every 6 minutes in the morning.
Our Ask the Experts weekend continues with Ask the Doctor. Ask the Doctor. Brought to you by St. Vincent's Healthcare. To ask a question, give us a call at 340-1045.
And thank you so much for joining Ask the Doctor on News 104.5 WOKV. I am Tim Tompkins, and I'm joined by Dr. Merrow, an OBGYN at St. Vincent's Riverside. And in case you're just joining us, we are talking women's health issues ahead of Women's Health Week. And of course, this is a very special Mother's Day Eve edition of Ask the Doctors. The phone number to call if you have a question is 340-1045. That's 340-1045. So, Dr. Merrow, when it comes to pregnancy and giving birth for women, are there any suggestions or advice you would have for women who are going through labor?
I would say be flexible. As OBGYNs, we really work at providing an experience that is, you know, memorable and exciting, and really have, you know, those same visions that our patients have. But our ultimate goal is to make sure that both mom and baby are safe. And so, you know, sometimes the delivery doesn't go quite as we expect it to go. But, you know, the ultimate goal that everybody has involved in the labor and delivery process is that both mom and baby are safe and happy.
Oh, absolutely. It seems the, especially it being pre-Mother's Day, the very most important thing that there is right there. So there are, you know, several different childbirthing options. I was wondering if you might be able to explain some of the advantages or complications of some of the options.
Our ultimate goal is always a vaginal delivery. That's the safest way to deliver. However, when delivery doesn't progress as it should, or there are signs of distress with the baby or distress with the mom, sometimes cesarean delivery becomes the mode of delivery.
I got you. And so the phone number to call if you have any questions is 340-1045. Again, that's 340-1045. When it comes to breastfeeding, what are some benefits to breastfeeding? And I guess another question I have is if is cow's milk safe as an alternative to babies?
So to answer that second question, babies should not be given cow's milk until they are 12 months of age or greater. Breastfeeding can be very beneficial to both mom and baby. Breastfeeding can protect, you transmit different antibodies to your baby through your breast milk, which helps your baby fight diseases and illnesses in those early months before they're able to be immunized. Breastfeeding can also decrease the baby's risk of developing asthma, childhood obesity, ear infections. They also have a decreased risk of developing lower respiratory infections. Some of the things we don't think about with breastfeeding, though, is that it can also be very beneficial to the mom. Women who breastfeed have a lower risk of developing osteoporosis, breast, uterine, and ovarian cancer. And it also can help with weight loss.
Well, there you go. And that's very important to a lot of women. And so when it comes to breastfeeding, and is there anything maybe a mother should be doing differently with her diet to make sure that her milk is the healthiest it can be for the baby?
There are no specific dietary recommendations, at least initially. However, if you notice that your baby is fussy or has diarrhea or skin changes like rashes or significant bumps, you may want to discuss that with your OBGYN or your pediatrician. Your baby may be allergic to something that you're eating.
Okay, and the number to call if you want to chime in this Mother's Day Eve edition of Ask the Doctor is 340-1045. Again, that is 340-1045. For women or moms-to-be who are over the age of 35 or 40, you know, a little bit older, are there any special considerations that they might want to take into account before conceiving?
Women who are over the age of 35, their pregnancies are considered high risk. They have a higher risk of genetic defects. And so I do recommend that they obtain prenatal care as early as possible and have early genetics testing. And then just make sure that you are following up with your OBGYN regularly to make sure that your baby is growing well and that you are gaining weight appropriately.
Okay, so the number to call is 340-1045, 340-1045. Doctor, kind of bringing it back to what you were just saying right there, how does a woman know when she can't conceive anymore?
Great question. So technically, a woman has the ability to conceive up until they have reached menopause. And remember, we said that menopause was the absence of your menstrual cycle for 12 months. However, your fertility does significantly decrease as you get older, starting at age 35.
And after you've been menopausal for a while, and should you experience bleeding, is there any cause for concern with that, or is that perfectly normal?
If you are menopause, you should not have any vaginal bleeding. And if you do, you should present to your OBGYN immediately.
The number to call is 340-1045. Again, that's 340-1045. And as long as we're on menopause, what are some maybe common concerns that women have post-menopause, apart from the hot flashes, which we know just are awful to go through and women unfortunately have to deal with, but there's hot flashes and their mood swings. Is there anything else that's a big concern?
I think some of the common side effects that women experience that they aren't really comfortable talking about are one, sexual dysfunction, and the primary cause for that is vaginal dryness. We have several options, both hormonal and non-hormonal, to help with that. And so I certainly encourage women to discuss that with their OBGYNs. Something else women don't typically like bringing up is incontinence, which we see a lot in this age group as well. And again, there are several treatment options for incontinence, both surgical and non-surgical. And both these things are very treatable, but a little bit harder to talk to your doctor about because of the sensitivity of the situation.
Absolutely. And could you go maybe a little bit more into depth on what some of those treatments are?
For vaginal dryness, we have vaginal preparations of estrogen therapy, which are safe in almost all women, even those who may not meet criteria for taking hormone replacement therapy by mouth. There are also several vaginal lubricants on the market right now that are over the counter that you use on a regular basis, vaginal moisturizers, and then vaginal lubricants like your KY jellies and Astroglide as well.
Okay, and the number to call is 340-1045. That's 340-1045. Again, you are listening to Ask the Doctor on News 104.5 WOKV, and we are joined by Dr. Marrow, an OBGYN at St. Vincent's Riverside. So the age range that women usually experience or start going through menopause is 45 to 55, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And is there anything that can maybe cause that to come earlier?
Some women will go through premature ovarian failure. That is pretty rare, and that's whenever women start to experience those symptoms before age 40. It's typically genetic in occurrence, but again, it's very rare.
Okay, and are there any tests for that can be run?
Yes, there's a battery of blood tests we'll do for women who come in who present with those symptoms that we feel are a little bit too young to be experiencing those.
I got you. And you are listening to Ask the Doctor on WOKV News 104.5. The phone number to call is 340. That's 340-1045. So what are some other symptoms that women will first start to see when they are first becoming menopausal?
Women will also experience things like sleep disturbances. Some will describe, palpitations or heart pounding or racing, skin flushing, a decreased interest in sex, or a decreased response in stimulation, and then the urinary leakage like we mentioned before.
Okay, and as far as the decreased interest in sex, and you'll start to experience that when you're pre-menopause, does that get better after, or is that just the way it is?
The most common cause for that is discomfort during intercourse, and that's easily treatable. And so, if women gain the courage to come see us and talk to us about it, we typically can take care of it and they go to enjoying, sex like they always did.
And that's always a good thing. And how does a woman know maybe that she really, she can't conceive anymore?
Once you've had your period has been gone for 12 months, no more babies for you.
No more babies. And so the phone number to call is 340-1045. Again, that is 340-1045. Earlier on the show, we were talking a bit about HPV and that it is in younger women, their bodies seem to be able to clear the virus maybe a little bit older than women who are a little bit older. As far as HPV vaccines, are there are they safe? Are those something that women should be getting? And if so, when?
Absolutely, absolutely. The HPV vaccine is very safe. We recommend that women or the vaccine has been approved for women and young girls age 9 to 26. We typically start encouraging women to have this vaccine at age 12. The goal is to make sure that your young girl has gotten and completed the vaccine. They're three shots, by the way, has completed that vaccine course before they ever coming into sexual contact with anybody.
Oh, absolutely. It's so important. And, you know, I just being a little bit younger myself, I'm 32 years old, but I know that as far as people around my age, that HPV is a huge concern for everybody, because it's like 80% of the population or something either has it, even if they, you know, aren't showing the symptoms of it.
Absolutely. And HPV, you know, largely goes unrecognized. It's not like your traditional or your typical STIs like gonorrhea and chlamydia. There are really very few signs and symptoms of HPV outside of your pap smear and genital warts. And so a lot of people don't know. And so HPV gets passed along quite commonly. And we typically don't see it takes a long time for the virus to make changes in the cells that progress to cancer. That takes a very long time. And so, you know, while your exposure may be, you know, very young during your first sexual contact, we typically don't see these changes in your pap smear until your 30s or cervical cancer start to develop in your later perimenopausal years.
And so we had talked a little bit earlier on the show, but in case you're just joining us, pap smears used to be recommended for once a year, but now you're looking at every two to three years. And does part of that have to do with the fact that it does take HPV a little bit longer to show up?
3 to 5 years. And yes, or it takes the effects of HPV to show up. It takes a little bit longer for it to show up, but also because people with healthy immune systems can also clear that virus. And so before we jump to doing invasive procedures on women's cervixes that could ultimately affect their future pregnancies, we have started adopting a more conservative approach.
And conservative is always a good thing. You are listening to Ask the Doctor on News 104.5 WOKV. More of your calls coming up next, as well as traffic and weather.
Monday morning, so you can plan your day and avoid delays on your way to work. Weather and traffic every 6 minutes, starting at 5 on Jacksonville's Morning News.
There's no place like home, especially when you're not feeling well. Only one hospital system in the region is now offering patients online check-in for emergency room and walk-in clinic visits, with the added convenience of being able to wait from the comfort of your own home. St. Vincent's has made the process easy. Simply visit waitathomeer.com and schedule your visit. When you arrive, we'll see you within 15 minutes, not hours. St. Vincent's Healthcare. Above, beyond, because.
Dear management and staff at St. Vincent's,
there are not enough ways to thank you for all the work you did to save my life.
Your staff really delivered on your mission. Above, beyond, because.
These are actual letters our nurses and associates received from their patients at St. Vincent's.
You're here to help patients, not just to collect a paycheck.
My grandchildren also thank you for saving Papa. That's me.
Tell us about your experience at jackshealth.com. St. Vincent's Healthcare. Above, beyond, because.
So you're looking for a washing machine in a big box store? Mistake. Don't do it. You can't get a Speed Queen washer there, and you want a Speed Queen washer. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin, your local appliance guy at Martin Appliance. You need a washer that actually washes the clothes. Speed Queen. You are sick of flimsy one-year warranties and deserve a three-year full warranty. Free. Speed Queen. You always hear they don't build them like they used to. Not true with Speed Queen. You are tired of throwaway machines that cost more to fix than replace and want one that is designed to last 25 years. Speed Queen.
The reviews are stellar. The warranty is extensive. The construction is solid. On sale at Martin Appliance on Blanding Boulevard in Orange Park, 1 mile south of Kingsley, across from Academy Sports and Outdoors. Click martinappliance.com or call 213-9100. That's 213-9100.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance family.
Hi, this is Bill Hendrick, Vice President and Market Manager for Cox Media Group. This week we are saluting one of our very own, Christy Perkins. Christy just celebrated 2 years with us as a multimedia marketing specialist. Within that short time, Christy has already proven that she is an incredible asset to our sales team, even representing our team at Cox Media Group's annual President Circle Awards Gala for her outstanding performance in 2014. She has a passion for helping businesses succeed, and it shows in her track record of success.
She's energetic and bubbly. She just makes it such a fun place to work, and her personality is just so infectious with both her coworkers and her customers.
Christy is delightful to work with. I look forward to coming to work each day and enjoying Christy's witty sense of humor and seeing how dedicated she is to her clients.
I love the people I work with and the wonderful clients I formed friendships with while helping them grow their business.
It's employees like Christy Perkins that make Cox Media Group such an extraordinary place to work. If you'd like to join the team at Cox Media Group here in Jacksonville, visit our website at coxmediagroup.com and click on careers.
Let's face it, either you love to juice or you hate juicing. Well, listen up. I'm juicing without a juicer. I feel an amazing boost in energy and stamina. Major news outlets like the Wall Street Journal and Time Magazine confirm beets are a circulation superfood loaded with dietary nitrates. Clinical studies show drinking 2 glasses per day can increase stamina up to 16%. So do what I did and try all natural super beets free. Super beets crystals mix with 4 ounces of water and taste great with no mess. The dietary nitrates can help you feel results in as little as 20 minutes. Doctors and pro athletes call it better than beet juice. Everyone from supermoms to super athletes swear by Super Beets. It's a heart-healthy boost in energy and stamina without jittery side effects. Learn how to get your first supply of Super Beets free for just the cost of shipping. Plus, get a free book on better health with dietary nitrate nutrition and free saliva indicator strips to prove it works. Call 800-516-8389. 800-516-8389. Again, 800-516-8389. Or go to StirSuperBeets.com. StirSuperBeets.com.
The WOKV First Alert Forecast.
An 8 on the WOKV weather meter. Partly sunny today. It'll be very warm with an isolated to widely scattered afternoon and early evening shower or thunderstorm as temperatures top out in the mid to upper 80s, becoming mostly clear overnight. Still pretty comfortable dropping into the mid 60s. Your Mother's Day will be partly sunny and hot. A widely scattered afternoon shower or thunderstorm. The Sunday high near 90 degrees. And Monday will be near 90. Partly sunny and again an isolated afternoon storm. I'm Action News Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for News 104.5 WOKV.
Now the latest from the Safe Touch Security Traffic Center.
You're a little slow as you approach US 90 for your ride into downtown on 95 northbound, 10 minutes from JTP to the top of the Fula Warren. And great news, the construction on the Buckman Bridge over on the West Beltway northbound has been cleared. It had the left lane blocked for almost 2 hours. Now it's just 10 minutes from I-95 to Blanding Boulevard. With Jackson Mills only Saturday traffic, I'm Danielle Lee.
Avoid traffic delays with the News 104.5 app. Powered by Maserati of Jacksonville.
It's a free download for all Apple and Android devices, so you can listen to our latest traffic report and check the live traffic map 24/7.
And thank you so much for joining Ask the Doctor on News 104.5 WOKV. And this is a very special Mother's Day Eve edition. And I am joined by Dr. Merrow, an OBGYN at St. Vincent's Riverside. So far, we have been talking about a host of issues as far as pregnancy and menopause that all relate to women. And one thing that's very important that, you know, basically every woman goes through is their period. And I guess I'm just wondering, is there anything about your period that could be considered abnormal?
So, yes, if your periods are so painful that they are causing you to miss work or miss school, that's something that is certainly concerning and should warrant a visit to your OBGYN. Also, heavy bleeding where you're having to double up on pads or tampons, or you know, you're soiling your clothes, or you aren't seeing your period enough and you're not in that age that we discussed, you know, regarding menopause. So if your period is only showing up every, you know, 3 months, 6 months, and you're in your 20s or 30s, that's something that should cause you to see your doctor. And then you know, just to briefly mention again, if you are menopausal and you have an episode of bleeding, that's something that should also bring you to your OBGYN.
Oh, absolutely. And so what are maybe some of the causes for some of these menstrual disorders?
Some bleeding disorders can be caused by hormone changes. A lot of times your thyroid can affect your menstrual cycle. Also, prolactin levels, which is typically a hormone that we release during breastfeeding, but you can develop tumors in that area in your brain that can cause an overproduction of that, which can affect your periods. Some people have clotting or bleeding disorders that can also affect their periods. Or uterine causes include uterine fibroids, which are benign tumors that grow inside the uterus, and polyps within your uterine cavity could also cause abnormal bleeding.
And I'm presuming that a very great place to go to get checked up for all of this would be to see you at St. Vincent's at Riverside?
Absolutely. I am at the St. Vincent's Riverside location. My office is housed within the Family Medicine building right across the street from the Riverside campus. For appointments, you can call 308-7372.
308. Thank you so much again for joining us, Dr. Merrill. And coming up next, we have Pet Health with Gene Wexler. And thank you so much to St. Vincent's. I'm Tim Tompkins with News 104.5 WOKV. And this was Ask the Doctor.
Through a lot together.
Gloom, despair, and agony on me. Deep, dark depression, excessive misery.
That test our strength.
You know, the best 3 years of my life was third grade, but it did teach me how to read.
But we know how to work together.
Guess what day it is? It's WOKV Day.
Ow! I feel good. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na. Like I knew that I would.
Jacksonville and News 104.5 WOKV.
We can depend on each other.
WOKV FM Atlantic Beach. WOKV Jacksonville.
Listen live everywhere you go.
With the News 104.5 app.
News 104.5 WOKV.
Big Ricky Fowler fan.
Rory.
I'm a Phil Mickelson guy.
Bubba's my favorite golfer.
Bubba! Oh, mine too. I love the lefties.
Jordan Spieth has been killing it.
I like seeing the players close up.
I love how the players are accessible and they talk to the kids.
Come out and cheer on your favorite golfer. Get your tickets today at pgatour.com or your local Publix. See you at the Players.
Proud partners PwC and Optum.